Hello and welcome to the OU Women's Initiative Yemei Ratzon Tefillah Challenges Focus on Ashrei Day 3. Yesterday we discussed how the phrases of Ashrei teach us that Hashem controls both the physical and the spiritual world. Let's jump in to understanding the first pasuk. Ashrei Yoshev Secha Od Yehalucha Sela. Happy are those who dwell in your house, they forever praise you. The first two psukim of the Tefillah of Ashrei were tacked on to the beginning of the chapter 145. They act, according to Rav Schwab, like a title and a subtitle to characterize the chapter that follows. This pasuk is telling us that our biggest joy comes from sitting in Hashem's home. I'd like to offer a few explanations as to what it means to sit in Hashem's home that we can put into action right away. The first is the value of sitting. We are so used to doing that sometimes we forget we are human beings, not human doings. When we rush into davening or rush from one activity to another, we don't bring our full selves to it. Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha. Rav Schwab explains, happy is the one who sits and who thinks to whom he is talking and in whose home he sits before continuing to tefillah. Od Yehalucha Sela. People who sit and think will praise Hashem forever in the world to come. Thinking before we daven changes our prayers for the better. Here's the first challenge. Before davening, carve out a few seconds to just stop and do nothing but think. Just breathe for 30 seconds before starting Shemoneh Esrei. Say each word of this first pasuk mindfully. Here's a second meaning. Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha. Happy are those who sit in Hashem's house. Hashem's house are our shuls. This pasuk reminds us that it is a privilege and an honor to sit and to be able to go into Hashem's home. During COVID, we were kept out for so long, and we each feel how special Hashem's home on earth is. Challenge number two is based on the Shulchan Aruch. How do we acknowledge that Shul is uniquely Hashem's home? We are obligated to treat it differently than we treat our own home, with a bit more respect. After this past year of COVID, I think we're all ready for this challenge. Next time we're in shul, we can choose not to chat about our lives with our neighbors and to sit with a sense of awe and privilege for being there. The third meaning for me is the most powerful. Most animals have to travel to their homes. Bees live in hives, bears live in caves, and I live in a split level. One animal, the turtle, is lucky. It carries its home on its back. No matter where it goes, it's always home. That's what this pasuk is telling us we can achieve. The Chasam Sofer tells us that Ashrei Yoshev Vesecha doesn't mean happy are those who sit in shul. It means happy are those who act like they are sitting in Hashem's home no matter where they are going or what they are doing. To quote Rav Schwab, wherever such a person is or whatever he does, he has some connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is always in God's house. Because of the Torah, even the most mundane activities of life, one's livelihood, even one's body functions have some connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That person will Yehalucha Sela, will praise Hashem in Olam Haba. So challenge number three is to take something we do every day and make it a part of our living in Hashem's house. Take any chore or errand today and plan how we will turn that activity into one that connects us to Hashem. So today we have three challenges. One, to sit and think for 30 seconds before moving on to Shemoneh Esrei. Two, to make a boundary so sitting in shul has a sense of awe. And three, to bring God's house with us wherever we go. Have a wonderful day.